There was once a day, but old time was then young, that brave Caledonia, the chief of her line, from some of your northern deity sprung. For who knows not that brave Caledonia's divine? From Tweed to the Orcades was her domain, to hunt or to pasture, to do what she would. Her heavenly relations there fixed her reign, and pledged her their godheads to warrant it good. A lambkin in peace, but a lion in war, the pride of her kindred the heroine grew. Her grandsire, old Odin, triumphantly swore, "Whoe'er shall provoke thee, the encounter shall rue." With tillage or pasture at times she would sport, to feed her fair flocks by her green rustling corn. But chiefly the woods were her favourite resort, her darling amusement the hounds and the horn. Long quiet she reigned, till thitherward steers a flight of bold eagles from Idria's strand, repeated, successive, for many long years. They darkened the air, and they plundered the land. Their pounces were murder and terror their cry. They'd conquered and ruined a world beside. She took to her hills, and her arrows let fly. The daring invaders, they fled, or they died. The chameleon savage disturbed her repose with tumult, disquiet, rebellion, and strife. Provoked beyond bearing, at last she arose and robbed him of once of his hopes and his life. That Anglican lion, the terror of France, oft prowling, ensanged the Tweed silver flood, but caught by the bright Caledonian lance, he learned to fear in his own native wood. The fell harpy raven took wing from the north, the scourge of the seas and the dread of the shore. The wild Scandinavian boar issued forth to wanton in carnage and wallow in gore. O'er countries and kingdoms their fury prevailed. No arts could appease them, no arms could repel, but brave Caledonia in vain they assailed, as Largs well can witness and Loncarty tell. Thus bold, independent, unconquered and free, her bright course of glory forever shall run. For brave Caledonia immortal must be, and I'll prove it from Euclid as clear as the sun. Rectangle, triangle, the figure will choose, the upright is chance, and old time is the best. But brave Caledonia's the hypotenuse, then ergo she'll match them, and match them always.